Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're wrapping up another day of training camp, but about an hour early today. Bob, a really short practice today.
A short practice, but a real intense practice, Miranda. We've talked about the physicality of the last two padded practices. We're going to pick up where we left off. Thought the offense had the advantage in those two practices. Well, today, as one observer, a longtime observer, said, the defense pushed back. They really played through the whistle on a lot of plays, and it didn't hurt that they got another big body back in the middle of the defensive line. Alan Branch was out here practicing yesterday for the first time. We saw him get involved in team drills today.
Now, with the defense having the advantage today, if you take a look over at the offensive group in the white jerseys, that wide receiver group looked really small to me today. How about you?
When they came out for individual work, there were four wide receivers in a group, not counting Matthew Slater. Malcolm Mitchell did not practice today, so you add him to Chris Hogan, Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, among the missing at that wide receiver position. Mike Reese of ESPN Boston speculated that because of some problems Mitchell had with his knee in college, maybe the Patriots are managing him. It seems to be part of a pattern now developing in the first week plus of this training camp. But it gives more opportunities for guys we've talked about already. DeAndre Carter, Chris Harper, Devin Lucien catching more balls, Aaron Dobson, of course, and even Matthew Slater ran under a beautiful deep throw by Tom Brady very early in the practice.
All right, Bob, well, we've talked about defense, we've talked about offense. If we take a jump over to special teams, we saw them in a lot of game-like situations today. How valuable is it to get that out of the way before the Saints come to town?
Extremely valuable. They want to be organized with their personnel. And, for example, today, they used a situation like no timeouts, final seconds. Offense has to get off the field. Field goal unit has to get on the field. Situations like that, certainly they're going to work on these next few days, not only in anticipation of the joint practices, but they've got to be ready to handle those situations, of course, for Thursday's game, just a week away from that preseason opener.
All right, Bob. Well, tomorrow's our last day before a day off. We get a Saturday off. How about that? So until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. See you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.